This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand.
Welcome to episode 10 of Rock My Wedding, the podcast.
Episode 10.
We are going to be doing beauty basics.
You're like really pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree?
What?
You think you're really pretty?
Oh.
Charlotte, you're going to be in your element now, aren't you?
Yes.
This is all Charlotte. I mean, this is nothing to do with me.
Self-confessed makeup junkie.
Indeed, you are.
I love all of it.
You do.
Just to caveat this, I try not to wear too much all at once. but I am completely sold. Packaging.
Everything.
Campaigns.
A whole shebang.
Marketing. Like, I'm the dream. I really am. Which is one of the reasons, really, why we wanted to do this particular podcast is because now, more so than ever, there are so many far-fetched claims.
So many.
And with social media, particularly the way it is, mm-hmm. you know, buy this. Mm-hmm. You will wake up and you will look like Margot Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, now that's the
Now,
dream.
If they sold that, we'd all buy it. We know this. So we wanted to really, the title of this podcast is Start With The Basics.
Yes.
And the first thing you need to start with when considering beauty mm-hmm. for your wedding is skin.
Yes.
Because without a good canvas, nothing else is going to look its best, really, is it?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And my first rule of skin is if you have any kind of issue with your epidermis, if that's, you know, acne or eczema or mm-hmm. psoriasis, please, please go and see a dermatologist.
I need to go.
Seriously,
I do.
See if you can get a referral from your GP.
Yeah.
If you can't, for whatever reason, pay privately. Mm-hmm. I very rarely tell people to go spend money, go and do this.
Yeah.
But seriously, because for what you can pay for a fancy jar of cream,
yeah.
you can go and see a dermatologist
yeah, that's
who
true.
Will properly look at your skin and recommend products
right.
that or treatments or whatever that will really, really help you. Mm-hmm. And skin can be a big confidence thing.
Yeah,
like I know yeah, I've suffered with like eczema on and off my whole life. And for me, for my wedding, like, you know, I wasn't anywhere near as worried about how my dress would fit or how my hair would look or anything as mm-hmm. I was with waking up with some kind of rash.
Yeah.
Which would have, you know, everything else would have just not been right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was in my mid-20s, I had all these sorts of problems, like rosacea, swollen eyes, you name it. And it turned out that I was actually having a reaction to a lot of organic, natural products.
Oh, really? That's fascinating.
That are pitched, you know, for sort of sensitive skins.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of the essential oils that I was actually allergic to. So I was put on to a very, very, very simplistic skincare routine.
And that was through a dermatologist?
That was through a dermatologist.
Yeah.
And within 4 weeks, I had a different face.
It's amazing, isn't
yeah.
it? Because who would have even thought, I wouldn't even thought, you know, essential oils and all of that sort of stuff, you can have allergy.
Well,
but
no,
of course.
You know, people yeah. can be allergic to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's really obvious irritants out there.
Yeah.
Like fragrance.
Yeah.
But actually, you might not be allergic to fragrance.
Yeah.
You might be allergic to something that's pitched up more natural.
Yeah.
But as I said,
really
having a problem, please go and see a dermatologist. It is worth every single penny. On the subject of skincare, we did a little Instagram survey
mm-hmm.
with you lovely listeners. And we asked you what your favourite brands were.
Yes.
And by a country mile, and I mean a country mile, to the point where even the team were like, whoa.
Yeah.
We need to go and buy some of that. Was Elemis.
Yes, very popular.
Very popular.
And I've got to say, the favourite facial I've ever had, not like I get one every week, but I've had a few, and Elemis was by far the best result that
really?
I ever had.
Well,
yeah.
Laura, who heads up our directory, the list of what we're doing.
I mean, you might have heard us talk about that.
You
before.
Might have heard us talk about that. She has got amazing skin. Hasn't
yeah,
she?
She's like
and,
it.
And she is a massive Elemis devotee.
She is.
So, you know, if you don't know where to start, perhaps get yourself to a counter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Just say this.
Go and get
this isn't sponsored by Elemis,
yeah,
by the way.
No.
This is just...
Or
you know,
go get a facial,
yeah,
see what they would recommend,
yeah,
see
yeah,
how it feels afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's obviously,
that.
You know, a good place to start. Also super popular is Liz Earl and their hot cloth cleanser.
Well, I will tell you now, if there's one thing you do before you go to bed at night is get a Liz Earl hot cloth on your face. nothing makes me feel cleaner. I know that sounds a bit peculiar, but honestly, it's like having given yourself a mini facial. It takes 2 minutes, but it's so nice.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
And also, Clinique, that was popular as well. Lorna, who's our content manager for Rock My Wedding, she's a big fan. Lorna suffers from pigmentation, so she uses their Even Better range, has sort of corrective properties. Oh, and she finds that works really well for her.
Interesting.
And like with anything, look at your skin. Like, what kind of skin do you have? Dry, sensitive, oily?
And I think that can be very difficult to figure out. What type of, just because it looks a bit shiny doesn't necessarily mean it's oily.
No, it might be dehydrated, which is why your skin is overcompensating, hence you've got a shiny T-zone.
Yeah.
So get yourself to a skincare counter.
Absolutely.
Have a consultation.
Yeah.
Please ask for samples.
Yes.
Don't feel you have to buy everything that they recommend.
Yes.
If they're invested in you as a customer, They should give you samples.
Yeah, and often these places, I'm trying out a new some new products at the minute, and they sell travel sizes.
Oh, that's
great. So instead of spending, you know, £32 on a full-size bottle, I can spend £6.50 on the travel size and test it before I go and splash out.
And then if it doesn't work out for you, you haven't wasted lots of your hard-earned cash.
Exactly. But like you say, you should be able to get some testers, sample pots from any... Yeah. You know, reputable skincare.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Again, like another point to make here, there is so much on YouTube from these beauty bloggers. And it is very difficult to decipher what is genuine and what isn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been sold it before and I've looked at some of them, oh my God, like, they're amazing. And then 5 days later, they're telling you to use something else.
Yeah.
And it's like, well,
what's really authentic?
What are you actually using?
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, take that as to how you interpret it.
Yeah.
I know there's like huge, like, use acid, use retinol, use... And they can be quite harsh products. Like,
you don't know always how you're going to react to putting acid on your face.
Which is a massive point. Yeah. If it's your wedding and you're considering starting a brand new skincare routine, 6 months, please.
Yes.
6 months ahead, because you need some time to see if those products actually work for your skin.
Yeah, you've got to give yourself at least 4 weeks to see if anything's going to change.
Don't expect overnight miracles, really. Yeah. And if you do know of any products, then just let me know.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, you've got to give your skin enough time to heal if there is a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I actually think that simple is good.
Yeah.
Especially if you have been experimenting with lots of different things.
Yeah.
I like a very simple cleanser from Boots that costs £2.50.
Yeah.
And a flannel.
Yeah. Well,
I'm really not fancy.
Yeah.
And I still use the cream most evenings that my dermatologist recommended, which is Aveeno.
Yeah.
Which is about £6 from Boots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like oats in there, which is really good for sensitive skin and eczema.
Yeah.
And it's got a really lovely matte finish. So for me, like, it sits really well under makeup.
It really does leave your skin feeling lovely, doesn't it? It's something that we use in our house all the time.
Yeah.
Especially on our boys.
Yeah.
Because they have eczema prone skin, and it just makes their skin so lovely.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on the old Aveeno.
Yeah,
definitely.
So if you're completely like blindsided by all the fancy bottles and all the wild claims that are out there at the moment, maybe go simple.
Yeah, and you've just got to be so careful when you're exploring with these less than simple options with, you know, like we're just talking about the retinol and this, that and the other. I'm trying something at the minute that's got salicylic acid in it, which is for blemish prone skin and sort of blackheads and that. So I suffer with sort of like a menstrual acne type thing. So it can be used quite topically on those areas.
Sure.
But you've got to really research those ingredients, because you can buy them on the high street. So I have two versions. I have the sort of the skincare branded one, and I also have one that you can just pop into Tesco and pick up for £4. But they've both got the same ingredients in them. But when you're going through more of a higher end skincare product, you're told more things about that product specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, when you use this type of acid, you're supposed to wear an SPF as well, because obviously it's stripping your skin of something. And I would recommend you wear an SPF all the time anyway, but a lot of people don't. And if you're using this acid on your skin and not using an SPF, you're then exposing your skin to become more damaged.
Yeah.
But when you pop into Tesco and you buy it off your shelf in Tesco, no one's telling you that information.
No.
So really check the ingredients.
Absolutely, which is why we'd say, like, especially for your wedding day, go and have a consultation.
Absolutely.
At a reputable skincare brand's counter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get all the samples.
And it's not to say then that you have to follow through and buy their products, but at least you know about the specific ingredients.
You've been given the right advice,
aren't
you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So please research what you're putting on your face. And like you say, if you're not sure, see advice from a dermatologist or a skincare professional, or just wash your face with a bit of water.
Yeah.
Hope for the best.
Well, talk about washing your face, though. If you do wear makeup and if you do wear SPF, it is really important that you do cleanse thoroughly.
Yeah.
Because you can buy any serum or cream that you fancy, but if you're sticking it on top of sort of flaky skin that needs exfoliating and debris and pollution, goodness knows what else, what's the point?
I do a double cleanse largely. So I use a bit of a micellar water to take off all that surface stuff. Then I use my Lizelle hot cloth cleanse.
So you make sure that it's
to really have that lovely deep cleanse.
Mm-hmm. And there's a fine line, isn't there, between cleansing thoroughly and stripping your skin.
Exactly.
So again, you need to try these things and go gentle at it. Never like, I'm going to finish this skincare regime and then I'm going to use these new 6 products all at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
Because if you do have a problem, you're never actually going to know which one of those is causing the problem.
Yeah,
and you don't want to waste that amount of money.
Absolutely.
I double cleanse, but do it slightly differently. So I use the same lotion cleanser because I have dry sensitive skin, and I will use a cotton pad thoroughly to remove all the makeup. Then I will then get that lotion cleanser, rub it into my skin, and then use like a warm flannel to remove it. So a similar principle to what you do with the Lizelle, but just...
Just your own version.
Within my own version. Yeah, basically. My cheapo version.
Yeah. I will say with the Lizelle, it does last for ages.
Oh, yeah. It's all... Like, it's, everything, it's about value for money.
That cost per wear type of thing.
Which also consider, because Laura, who we mentioned previously, who used Elemis, her night cream, when she told me about it, I was like,
my goodness, Laura.
But she said she uses it every night and it's lasted her so far over 6 months.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, I use Aveeno, but it might last me 2 months.
Yeah.
So, you know, price per wear, price per application. When you are preparing for your wedding with regards to beauty, so skincare, makeup, thinking of having a lovely manicure, maybe you're going to invest in some lovely hair products to make your, you know, hair all shiny and bouncy and volumized. Those products can cause adverse reactions as well.
Yes.
Especially like if you're suffering from swelling on your eyes or any kind of like raised dry patches.
Yeah.
Can be a nail polish because you're touching your face with your nails all the time.
Yeah.
Can be your shampoo or your hairspray or texturizing spray for the same reasons. Like dry shampoo, I just cannot get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like as soon as it touches my face, it's like itchy.
I could not survive without dry shampoo.
Well, it's different for everybody, isn't it?
You see now, it's 4 days.
So when it comes to your skin, you have to consider all of those different things.
Yeah.
The hair, what touches your skin.
Yeah.
Your obviously your hands, your hair, etc. So, you know, do consider those.
So it's that not trying anything new the week before again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure you don't
even a manicure, please, you know, don't
test it out first.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Make sure you do.
Yeah, good advice.
Moving on to makeup. So you might be considering having a makeup artist.
Yes.
Which is great.
Because
you can sit there on the morning of your wedding and have a lovely leisurely time where a professional does your face for you. We have briefly mentioned a previous podcast about having a trial.
Yeah.
And making sure that if there's something in that trial that you're not happy with, that you make sure that you tell your makeup artist that, so that when you're having your makeup on the day, they're doing exactly what it is that you require.
Yes.
Makeup artists obviously will recommend products that they use, that they have experience with, that they think are amazing. You, however, may have a couple of things that you really want to wear for your wedding.
Yeah.
If that's like a particular mascara or a particular powder or lipstick or whatever it might be, please do tell your makeup artist that. You know, actually, they'd be more than happy to use that particular thing or recommend an alternative that they might feel might be even better.
Yeah, that's a really good tip.
What I'm trying to say is they're the professionals, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what you've gone to them to do your makeup in the first place. But that doesn't mean that you can't use some of your favourite products.
Yes.
And actually, when it comes to sort of like the day itself and you've had your trial or two, you might want to purchase some of the products that they recommend.
Well, quite,
for touch-ups and things like that.
Yeah.
If it is, you know, like, I don't know, might recommend a really good bronzer for you, or you might want to touch up your concealer.
Yeah, or they might suggest a lipstick and you want to buy that lipstick.
Exactly.
All those sorts of things.
So, you know, get the brand, get the colour.
Yeah.
And you can go off and purchase those yourself.
Yeah, great advice.
If you are not having a makeup artist, then you might be thinking of investing in some new products.
Yeah.
Same goes for the investment in skincare. Best thing to do, get yourself to a counter or two or three, depending on, you know, what brands it is that you particularly like.
Yeah.
And get a makeover.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a small fee, which is redeemable against purchase.
Yeah.
And you can get sample pots of things, particularly foundations, because you want to make sure that you've got the right formulation and the right colour. I would always, always recommend with foundation particularly is to wear it for a whole day.
Yeah.
Because what it looks like for an hour might look marvellous.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 hours later, might get a bit patchy and just might not suit your skin type.
Absolutely.
So, you know, don't invest 30, 40 quid on this bottle of what might seem amazing to, you know.
Only last an hour.
Only last an hour and then you've got nothing left.
And that's why you should always ask for a tester.
Yeah,
a tester
absolutely.
Pot. And don't be afraid to ask for a sample pot as well. Like,
no, absolutely.
They
absolutely
have the ability to give that to you, so ask
they
for it.
They do. And a really good place to go, again, not sponsored, we just work with them and we know that they're great, is Bobbi Brown.
Yeah.
Because they actually have pots that they will put products in for you
to
if
take
they
away.
Don't have the physical sort of sample sachets for you to take away.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure, get yourself to a Bobbi Brown counter.
And ask for the advice.
Yeah. When you have had your makeup done, if that's either a makeup artist or you've gone to a counter, or you've bought some lovely products and experimented yourself, please do go and have a look at yourself in outdoor light.
Yes.
And in fact, if you can find the harshest light possible, go and have a look at your makeup there, because if it looks good,
Then
you're not going to have any kind of issues on the big day.
And you're right, you've got to have that outside natural light, haven't you? Because
real life doesn't have a filter,
unfortunately.
Sadly not. So it's really important that you are confident that no matter what kind of environment or light you're in, that you're going to feel that your makeup looks great.
Absolutely. Without your beautiful, lovely ring light that you've got in your dressing table, your face still looks good.
Yes, exactly. Which brings us nicely on to what I like to call melty face.
Oh, melty face. I don't think I want a melty face.
Which, so, my wedding day, 29 degrees.
Oh, cool.
No one predicted that, did they, in May? Gosh. 29 degrees. Brilliant.
Wow.
So, because the issue you've got there when it's like quite hot is that you can have melty face.
Yeah.
As it happened, I don't wear foundation. I wear concealer and then like an illuminating powder. So powders in their nature don't have the same, obviously, liquid properties that fluid makeup does, and therefore they have more longevity.
Yeah.
However, what you can do, if you, you know, have a look at the weather forecast and think, oh my goodness, it's going to be really hot. Mm-hmm. And actually, if it's a cold day, you know, your evening reception when you've, you know, you've danced for an hour and a half, might be getting a bit steamy and all that, is to invest in a primer.
Okay.
And there's primers for everything. There's primers for your eyelids. There's primers for your lips.
Yeah.
And there are obviously primers for your entire face.
Yeah.
Again, there's different primers for different things. So if you're looking to make your skin more refined, so to reduce pore size, there's that.
Yeah.
If you're looking for primers to have some sebum control, there's that.
Yeah.
If you're just looking for a general glow, there's those kind of primers. So have a look.
Yeah.
What's available, what effect you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as I said before, test it under your foundation and or powder.
Yeah.
Wear it for the day.
Yes.
And see if it lasts.
Yeah. Get your face in the sun, but not too much.
see if it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, melty face.
Yeah.
You prevented it.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about crying. Crying with joy. It's your wedding day.
Of course.
That's what I mean.
Tears of
crying
joy.
With joy. So, mascara.
Yes.
It's probably a good job to have something that's at least water resistant.
At a minimum.
At a minimum.
Even if you're not a typical crier.
Because you never know.
The moment might just take you.
Those emotions. Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, all the kissing.
All the kissing. Oh, yeah.
So in that respect, you might want to consider a lip product that's not super smeary.
Yeah.
You don't. In case, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, wear a primer. Mm-hmm. And if you go for a lipstick that's more, I mean, you go for something very sheer.
Yeah.
But that means you probably have to reapply it more often, but it means it's not going to smudge over yourself and everyone else.
That's true. There's a lot of cheek kissing, isn't there?
There's a lot of cheek kissing. Yeah. My nan, bless her. Left a lovely bright red lip print on the side of my face that no one told me about for a good 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
There you go.
So always have a bit of makeup to touch up in case that happens.
Well, quite. Yeah. As we mentioned, you know, buying products.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to carry those around with you.
One of my bridesmaids.
Your bridesmaid, your sister, maid of honor, whatever it is. You know, have your powder compact, your lipstick to reapply it, that kind of thing. Yeah. Absolutely. And you can get like a lot of these sort of liquid lipsticks now that last a really long time. Yeah. So you could perhaps use one of those as a base. And then if you want a more glossy finish, perhaps I'll put a bit of gloss on top.
That's a good idea.
But again, have a bit of an experiment with that. What you can consider as well with makeup is for sort of the ceremony and the daytime events, you might want to go for something that's a bit more au naturel.
Mm-hmm.
But for the evening, perhaps you want to add a bold lip.
Want to zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, perhaps a more intense blush, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Okay.
And funnily enough, when I got the photos back, I wish I'd worn that look for the whole day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more intense.
A little bit more intense because I did feel that particularly on my eyes, I don't, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's your wedding day, and you think, oh, I'll just par my liquid eyeliner back a little bit. You know, I'll just wear a very thin line. I'll just wear that less coat of mascara.
Yeah, you don't know.
But that's not me.
Yeah.
At all. Just the other way around. Like, if you don't wear a lot of makeup, don't feel you have to wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah, don't chuck it all on.
Like me, you know, the eye's the limit, as it were. You shouldn't necessarily wear less either.
Yeah.
Because on the evening photos, when I'd whip those extra 3 coats of mascara on.
That was more you.
That was more me.
Yeah.
And actually looking back, I wish that I'd gone for a more, an individual false lash.
Right, okay.
Perhaps.
Yeah,
because that would have given more definition.
Yeah.
And of course now, what Becky and I need to tell you about is our latest obsession, which is lash extensions.
Yes.
They've been life-changing for me. Not that I want to be drama-rama, but seriously.
Obsessed.
As a lens wear as well. Because I haven't got sort of, you know, the flaky mascara issue that I used to have because I just don't wear mascara anymore.
And your eyes have been so much better, haven't they?
I've had fewer issues. And I very rarely wear eyeliner now, and unless it's coming to like the time when I need an infill. I find that I don't even need to wear that.
No.
So I like get a bit of shiny eyeshadow, whack it on.
And I've been so surprised about how easy they are to manage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'm never going to be able to get my face wet. I'm never going to be able to, you know, all of those things. But actually, they're so good.
Yeah.
I still splash my cleanser off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm 3 weeks in as I speak to you now. And actually,
they look great.
They're all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I'm just surprised about how durable they are and how easy they are to manage.
Yeah.
I give them a little shampoo at the end of every day.
Yeah, to make sure they're clean.
Just to make sure they stay clean.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just become part of my like cleansing routine.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're considering lash extensions, please get a recommendation or two or three.
Yes.
Go to somebody reputable. Have a proper patch test for the glue to make sure that you're not going to have a reaction.
Yeah, don't do it without that.
And if that's all fine, obviously don't just have a set done 2 days before your wedding.
Yeah.
Have a trial run, please.
Yeah.
And make sure that you get along with them.
Yeah, absolutely. But from my experience so far, absolutely worth every penny.
And same for me.
Love them.
So just to recap.
Yes.
Start with skin.
Yes.
If you have any niggling issues, please book an appointment with a dermatologist.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of a new skincare regime, visit some of your favourite counters.
Indeed.
Or brands that's been recommended to you.
Mm-hmm.
Get some samples.
Yes. Always ask for samples.
Always ask samples. Same with makeup. Go along to a counter of a brand that you might use already or something that your friends recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Have a makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Cost redeemable against purchase.
Yep.
Your makeup for a good day or so.
Yes. Yep.
Making sure that everything works well, it lasts properly, it doesn't go patchy,
it doesn't smudge,
doesn't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make your investment.
Yes.
Buy the products that you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Buy the products that you're going to need to touch up on your day.
Yep.
and feel like pushing the boat out, get yourself some eyelash extensions. Yes. They will change your life.
And that is the very, very basics of beauty that we've covered today.
Yes.
We have full intentions of doing a full-on in-depth beauty episode, don't we?
Getting some of our recommended makeup artists to come in.
Yeah, and have a good old
chat. Talk about more about sort of trends and looks and, you know, and particular products.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. But I think that's it for basics. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I will link in the show notes, as ever, to our beauty basics post that we might have on the blog. We recently did one, didn't we, about the best
budget lipsticks.
So things like that. And check the show notes and I'll make sure there's all the links there for you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Please subscribe, leave us a review, 5 stars, etc., etc. You know the drill by now. And thanks very much. See you soon.
Happy shopping.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.